This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece here on 105.3 The Fan. Reginald Datatula, Mike Bassick, Alec Medford all in with you today. Could Nike's downward trajectory have been the Mavs' gain? We'll explain what I mean just in a second. I just want to remind you, we are like 2 weeks away basically from August. And August 10th, Fan Bowl 2024 taking place at Hurtado's in Arlington. And that is brought to you by Tolbert Garage Door Repair. Know that being a part of Fan Bowl, the big paper football tournament that we put on every year, registration should be opening up soon. So really, you want to keep it locked here. Turn it on, leave it on, as the saying goes, to 105 through the fan. That's coming up pretty soon. But Mike, you brought this up. As we all know, Nico Harrison, the general manager of the Mavericks, he's done a fantastic job. He basically pulled a coup, bringing in one of the great shooters in this era of basketball, and maybe all time, to be completely honest, and Klay Thompson to this team in this offseason, and he's continued to do that over the course of time that he's been here. He came from Nike. He was a Nike executive. And one of the questions that you kind of brought to mind was, Nike seems to be taking a downward turn as a corporation. Could that downward trajectory either like correlate in any way with Nico ultimately deciding to finally come out of that space, that shoe space, into the general manager space and help the Mavericks? Because he has absolutely been a big gain for this organization.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's interesting when you start losing quality people.
Yeah.
What can happen to a dominant company over time? And so we'll concentrate here on Nike. If people are like, I understand, I don't have Nike stock. I'm just pulling this up because I've seen a lot of things on YouTube about the downfall of Nike. Nike's still a premium product, still has all the branding you would ever want, pretty much. But in February, their stock was at $107. Today, it's at $72.18. It's dropped in the last 6 months, approximately 30%.
Yeah.
When you watch people who are shoe people or people that really care about this stuff, their quality control has gone way down. Their Jordans are crappier. They're not making them as well, so people aren't buying them. They raised the price tremendously on them. They were upping the price on them, and people are like, I'm just not paying that much for kind of basic Jordan 1s, or I'm not paying $220 retail for Jordan 4s, yeah, which are, you know, very popular over the last year or so. And that's Jordan brand, and they're kind of a little bit different than Nike, but they are still somewhat part of Nike. Then people who are performance basketball shoe people have said Nike has decided to not put any of the premium technology into their shoes anymore for the public. So a lot of people who are hoopers that play a lot of basketball are now going away from Nike because Nike has decided to make a cheaper product, cheaper than Adidas, cheaper than some of the competitors. New Balance is in the game now. And they're like, honestly, the performance now of Nike basketball shoes is not where it is. And the guy went over and said, like, people said, well, they give the premium stuff to the players like Ja Morant or Luka or Giannis, whoever it is that's a, yeah, Nike client or a Jordan client, but we don't get it and we never got it. They said, that's not right. I'm going to show you over time the Jordan product. David Robinson, Charles Barkley, Penny Hardaway, they keep going through all these people. Like, we were not getting a custom fit shoe the, yeah, way that they were getting, but we were getting all the premium technology from Nike in the late 80s, 90s, up to about COVID time, is about when all of these people that are really smart in this said, this is where Nike's finally, it's taken it time, but people are like, Nike's not a good product. And they're upping their price so much that it's like, is it worth it? Now, they're still premium. I don't want to take too many shots at Nike, but I'll leave it to you, Reggie. I think losing people like Nico, over time, people make the company.
Yeah.
And you keep losing people like this, and it's the Mavs' gain, but you keep losing people like this, and you keep hiring, I'll say, incompetent people, then you start seeing over time, even the biggest of brands will take big hits.
Yeah, and when you're talking about the technology, you say that, like, you know, maybe they're not custom fits for you as a consumer, but in some ways they were. Like, for me, I have long, slender feet, and that's kind of like Kevin Durant. And so the things that Kevin Durant uses, a similar play style, I'm not going to say that I play exactly like Kevin Durant, but like similar things that he likes on the floor, like having good traction on the shoes. I'm like, okay, that's something that I value. And so I knew that I could wear the shoes that he wears, especially if they're his player exclusive shoes, because they will have that technology. They're built to matter like that. But like you're saying, is if they're losing some of that impression on their consumer product, you can't necessarily do that. And to highlight that point even further, you mentioned the idea of technology. Where did Nike start? What was the core of their company when they started?
The running Oregon guy who ran?
Yeah, absolutely. Phil Knight started this.
Who's the guy that was their number one guy, the runner?
Oh, I can't remember. I know what you're talking about.
Help
I can't
us out. Exactly. I'm on Twitch right now. Help me out. They made a whole movie about him, and he died, I think, did he die of cancer really quickly, or did he die of a car wreck or something?
I do not recall. I'm going to be completely honest.
Keep going.
But like running, and in the running space, like Nike does not hold preeminence like it used to. Now you'll look at Brooks, you'll look at Asics, you look at Hoka, you look at OnCloud. Those brands have definitely took a lot of that performance running in what is that essence of it. And so yeah, they've lost their essence. And for multiple reasons, like you mentioned, they've decided no longer to like innovate and renovate. They used to be forefront when it came to technology and design. And you've seen people leave. You mentioned that like over years, I think Adidas stole some of the great Nike designers in maybe the mid to late aughts as well. And so you started to seeing kind of that flow, and Prefontaine
there we go.
Died
thank
in a
you.
Car crash in Eugene. Thank you to the very, very, various folks on the text line. But yeah, you see people move away from that because like as a company, they did not prioritize, you know, the innovation and then the brand, like investing. And this is where Nico Harrison comes in. Like the ways that Nico Harrison has proven with the Mavs already in his short tenure to be able to identify talent that would help. That was something that he did on a level all the way up and down on identifying talent to, you know, give money to with Nike, because you have to know who's going to be big. Like if you watch the Air movie, that's basically what they're going after. Like you identify that talent early, you get in good with them, and then you know that they're going to produce at a high level because that brings, you know, attention back to your brand. They have not done that necessarily as well recently as now. And I wonder how much those things also track with Nico Harrison leaving and other people around the business leaving, because as you mentioned, people make the business a lot of times.
Yeah, it's Nico at the time, and I get it. We were at this time last year very frustrated with Nico. It just didn't look like it was working out, to be honest. And now we are 1 year later, and it's thank God we have Nico running this thing. And he understands talent. It seems like he understands a little bit of how things fit chemistry-wise. Now, that can all blow up. It's very tough to win a championship. It's very tough to be one of the top teams in the NBA for a long period of time, and he still has to prove that in his career. But you look at, I'm not saying Nike, just Nico, but when you lose a guy like Nico and then you see a company over time start just nosediving, and Nike will be fine, but they're starting to nosedive a little bit. It's the people who make the company, not the company itself. And when you see Nike doing this and losing, they got to start hiring people that were Nico 20, 30 years ago. And whoever the designers were that they've lost, they got. I met a kid yesterday at the esports deal. He's 14 years old. He's from New York. He's a big Mets fan. He's there painting shoes, like custom shoes.
Yes. Yeah.
And that was amazing. I think, Alec, you told us about that yesterday, and I got to go to the esports, and they had the kid was there like working on shoes, and I just thought like, oh, it's some kid must have like you can pay money and you can color your own shoes if you want. And then the mom came up to me like, no, those are his shoes. Like he's an artist, baseball player who loves, you know, creating custom shoes with kind of having just a white baseball shoe. And those are the type of people that when you're running a great company, you're like, how do I get that 14-year-old, not today, obviously, but I need to make sure that I have that 14-year-old's information so when he's ready to work, he seems to be already has that creative mind right. that can maybe take our Nike or New Balance or whoever it is to another level. And I think it just goes to show me, even people like Nike or companies like Nike, it's still the people. It's, I mean, I'll be very egocentric here. It's us that make 105.3 the Fan.
I think
like
so.
If you can't just put random people on here and people will listen. That was proven in the past. Like, you have to have people that are good at this, that keep the audience listening. And I'm able to do that. And there's other people up here that are able to do that. And so that's where Nike, for some reason, they thought, and it's amazing how many higher up people think this. They think it's not my workers, it's the brand. And they're almost in all cases, they're always wrong. And you can just get into this shoe thing and go Converse. I just bought a couple of Converse weapons. Yeah. Converse was Nike for decades in the 70s and 80s for sure. And now Converse is owned by Nike. And so Nike does whatever they want to do with Converse. They want to make money off of Converse. They never want to make Converse up to Nike. It's kind of like when the Ticket owned ESPN here in the Metroplex. We want to make money off of ESPN. We never wanted to compete with the Ticket. And so I look at it and I go, I'm glad we got Nico. And maybe this, I don't know this, but maybe other organizations need to look at things that are like, they're related to our sport. They're not in our sport like running an organization, but they're running a company that is somewhat related with sports. I just wonder if other people will look at people like Nico Harrison and go, if there's a Nico Harrison at Adidas, a Nico Harrison at whatever,
sure.
And go, man, these guys, give them some time. But they know how to keep a brand up top and even expand on how up top they are. And I think over time they can help the Dallas Cowboys, Texas Rangers, Dallas Stars, Dallas Mavericks. We're seeing the results of it. So yeah. It's cool.
And I mean, it's worth remembering. Nico Harrison was widely desired and sought after for a GM position. He ultimately made the decision that the Mavs were the right time and the right opportunity. So again, a lot of appreciation to him for looking at the Mavericks and seeing the possibilities there. But yeah, the idea that the people are the company, I think that's something that, if you'll allow me to kind of make a ham-fisted tie-in, I think that's one of the reasons why you can see some teams be successful and some teams not be successful. And if you look at it, I jumped on Kansas City radio yesterday and they asked me, like, are we going to see contracts happen with the Cowboys soon? And the answer is, I don't know. And I'm starting to wonder how much the Cowboys recognize that principle that you're talking about is like the people matter and making sure that you have the right people in the right positions. And I mean, I think that they do in certain places, like their willingness to hold on to at all, for all costs, hold on to Will McClay and knowing that, hey, what he brings is valuable, those things. But then in some ways, not handling certain contracts at certain times, you makes you wonder, like, do they understand that value that it seems like Nico Harrison, the Mavs, and maybe Nike don't understand in some ways?
I think you bring up the Cowboys, which is interesting in this topic, because the Cowboys would be to say you don't need to have all of this to stay on top and to expand. But I'll say this. I am not a fan of the Joneses.
Mm-hmm.
100%. I think I make that as clear as day. But I will say this, and I'll always say this. I think Jerry Jones is the smartest owner in the history of sports. He knows how to make so much money off of a product. And I do think he's so smart that he could win championships again. I don't know at his age if he's honestly like all doing a lot of things anymore and everything, but he also knows if he did it to give himself a better opportunity to be a champion. I also think he understands that maybe the credit wouldn't go so far his way because he'd have to hire unbelievable coaches and there would be things where we would look towards these people rather than him. And he has in his mind, I already have the championships, I already have the Hall of Fame and everything. So he's a genius. But he's intentionally like not being a genius in football to see if he can get the championship his way.
Interesting.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.